Thursday, November the 4th, 10:27 Keshvan 5771. Day 5 before Shabbat, Parashat Toldot, Offspring. Malachi 1.
Malachi.
An oracle, the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi.
Israel, beloved of Elohim.
I have loved you, says Yahweh. Yet you say, how have you loved us? Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother? Says Yahweh, yet I loved Jacob, but Esau I hated, and made his mountains a desolation, and gave his heritage to the jackals of the wilderness. Whereas Edom says, we are beaten down, but we will return and build the waste places. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and men will call them the wicked land, even the people against whom Yahweh shows wrath forever. Your eyes will see, and you will say Yahweh is great even beyond the border of Israel.
Polluted offerings.
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, then where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the respect to me? Says Yahweh of hosts to you, priests, who despise my name. You say, how have we despised your name? You offer polluted bread on my altar. You say, how have we polluted you? In that you say, Yahweh is table contemptible. When you offer the blind for sacrifice, isn't that evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, isn't that evil? Present it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Or will he accept your person? Says Yahweh of hosts. Now, please entreat the favor of El, that he may be gracious to us. With this, will he accept any of you? Says Yahweh of hosts. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire in my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says Yahweh of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says Yahweh of hosts. But you profane it, in that you say, Yahweh's table is polluted, and its fruit, even its food, is contemptible. You say also, behold, what a weariness it is. And you have sniffed at it, says Yahweh of hosts, and you have brought that which was taken by violence, the lame, and the sick, thus you bring the offering. Should I accept this at your hand? Says Yahweh. But the deceiver is cursed, who has in his flock a male, and vows, and sacrifices to it on a blemished thing, for I am a great king, says Yahweh of hosts, and my name is awesome among the nations. Mark 15.
Yeshua faces Pilate.
Immediately in the morning the chief priests, with the elders and scribes, and the whole council, held a consultation, and bound Yeshua, and carried him away, and delivered him up to Pilate. Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? He answered, so you say. The chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate again asked him, have you no answer? See how many things they testify against you. But Yeshua made no further answer, so that Pilate marveled.
Taking the place of Barabbas.
Now at the feast he used to release to them one prisoner, whom they asked of him. There was one called Barabbas, bound with those who had made insurrection, men who in the insurrection had committed murder. The multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do as he always did for them. Pilate answered them, saying, do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? For he perceived that for envy the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the multitude, that he should release Barabbas to them instead. Pilate again asked them, what then should I do to him whom you call the king of the Jews? They cried out again, crucify him. Pilate said to them, why, what evil has he done? But they cried out exceedingly, crucify him. Pilate, wishing to please the multitude, released Barabbas to them, and handed over Yeshua, when he had flogged him, to be crucified.
The soldiers mock Yeshua.
The soldiers led him away within the court, which is the praetorium, and they called together the whole cohort. They clothed him with purple, and weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him, hail, King of the Jews. They struck his head with a reed, and spat on him, and bowing their knees, did homage to him. When they had mocked him, they took the purple off of him, and put his own garments on him. They led him out to crucify him.
The king on a tree.
They compelled one passing by, coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to go with them, that he might bear his cross. They brought him to the place called Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh to drink, but he didn't take it. Crucifying him, they parted his garments among them, casting lots on them, what each should take. It was the third hour, and they crucified him. The superscription of his accusation was written over him, the King of the Jews. With him they crucified two robbers, one in his right hand, and one in his left. The scripture was fulfilled, which says, "He was numbered with transgressors." Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Ha! You will destroy the temple, and build it in 3 days, save yourself, and come down from the cross." Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others. He can't save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, that we may see and believe him." Those who were crucified with him insulted him.
Yeshua dies on the tree.
When the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour Yeshua cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" Which is, being interpreted, my Elohim, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by, when they heard it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." One ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it in a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Let him be. Let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down." Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, and gave up the spirit. The veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. When the centurion, who stood by opposite him, saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the son of Elohim." There were also women watching from afar, among them were both Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Jacob the Less and of Yosi, and Shalom, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him, and served him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem.
Yeshua buried in Joseph's tomb.
When evening had now come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who also himself was looking for the kingdom of Elohim, came. He boldly went into Pilate, and asked for Yeshua's body. Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead long. When he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. He bought a linen cloth, and taking him down, wound him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb which had been cut out of a rock. He rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Yosi, saw where he was laid. Mark 16.
He is risen.
When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Jacob, and Shalom bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" For it was very big. Looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. Entering into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were amazed. He said to them, "Don't be amazed. You seek Yeshua, the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." They went out, and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come on them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Mary Magdalene sees the risen Yeshua.
Now when he had risen early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. When they heard that he was alive, and had been seen by her, they disbelieved.
Yeshua appears to 2 disciples.
After these things, he was revealed in another form to 2 of them, as they walked, on their way into the country. They went away and told it to the rest. They didn't believe them, either.
The Great Commission.
Afterward he was revealed to the 11 themselves as they sat at the table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they didn't believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world, and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. He who believes and is immersed will be saved, but he who disbelieves will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new languages, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will in no way hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover."
Messiah sends to Elohim's right hand.
So then Adonai, after he had spoken to them, was received up into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of Elohim. They went out, and preached everywhere, Adonai working with them, and confirming the word by the signs that followed. Amen. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.